In the Northwest, we're gearing up for a season of fresh berries, cherries, apples, and much more. Farmers, of course, want to avoid anything that could hurt crops, cold temperatures, tough tariffs, or even pesky birds. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Esme Jimenez highlights an operation helping farmers keep more of their crops, thanks to a little help from above.
It's feeding time at Brad Felger's farm in Washington's Skagit Valley. And he's about to feed 40 hungry falcons. Yes, falcons. Since age 12, Felger has had a love for everything with feathers, scales, or tails.
Falconers are very, what's the word I'm looking for? Eccentric.
Now he runs Airstrike Bird Control, a bird abatement company. In 2017, he employed about 30 falconers and over 100 falcons, pairing them to scare off starlings and other birds that can be bad news for crops. In 2011, in Washington state alone, Honeycrisp apple farmers lost nearly $3,000 per acre to birds eating their produce. While nets can secure fruit trees and noisemakers can scare birds, there are drawbacks to each tool. Nets can be expensive and birds can get used to noise scare tactics. But falcons...
That it's using nature against nature, and it's something that birds never get used to. They don't ever get used to an aggressive falcon flying towards them.
Felger's operation is non-lethal, and he flies his birds up and down the West Coast. In Washington, he starts with blueberries in May in the Skagit Valley and travels east, ending with vineyards in the Yakima Valley and Columbia Basin through the fall. At his farm in Mount Vernon, breeding season has already started. Next month, Felger is hoping to have 40 baby falcons. Soon, these little birds will start their training and become the next generation of fruit-saving predators, maybe protecting a blueberry field or apple orchard near you. I'm Esme Jimenez in the Skagit Valley.